Great song. I love that song, Royal by Lorde. Really good song. Okay. By now, most of us have heard the news that The Late Show with Stephen Colbert has been cancelled in the US. In fact, if you've never even heard of Stephen Colbert, you'd have heard of him now because it's quite shocking the reasons why. But, excuse me, as one of the most popular late night programmes, it consistently held very strong ratings and a massively loyal viewership. So, but the announcement got us reflecting on other iconic shows that have met a similar fate over the years. So joining us in studio to revisit them and maybe walk through the graveyard of television is film and culture critic Dee Maloubi. How are you?
I'm very well.
Thanks for coming in. So The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, let's talk about that for a minute. Because actually, was it yesterday it went viral that all the other Late Show hosts from Kimmel, all the way across, all appeared in his audience to support him.
Yeah.
And reenact a kissing thing from the other meme. That was a bit blurry. But that was very supportive, obviously.
Yeah. It's great to see all of the like late night talk show hosts get behind Stephen Colbert, because they would typically kind of be in competition with one another.
Big time.
But I think all of them would say, you know, that Colbert is the best. He has the highest rated show in late night. So it was such a shock when not only was he basically, you know, cancelled as a host, but the show itself was being cancelled. So yeah, it was a big shock to a lot of people. But yeah, he did host a show last night. There were lots of like nice moments in it. I think he interviewed Sandra Oh for it, but he basically said that between now and May 2026, when the show is going to be coming to an end, the gloves are off and he's going to say what he really thinks about Donald Trump, if we didn't know before.
Yeah. Oh gosh, that's really exciting and interesting to watch that, because it's reminiscent of Germany in the 40s and 50s. You know, it is odd that they can silence big shows like this, isn't it? But anyway, it got us thinking about shows that you love at the top of their game getting cancelled. So not the show that got cancelled at the height of its powers for loads of other reasons was The Ellen Show. Mm-hmm. So tell us about that. What happened?
Yeah,
there?
I think that a lot of people will be recalling The Ellen Show about now, because I mean, it shares in common with The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and that it is another kind of talk show. But this series was ended after 19 seasons.
19 seasons.
Yeah. So it went a long time. It finished up in May 2022. People might remember that Ellen DeGeneres and her team did come under some workplace toxicity allegations. That happened in about 2020. So I was kind of surprised that the show kept going after that, because it lasted for, you know, two more years into May 2022. Now, Ellen DeGeneres has like said in an interview with The Hollywood Reporter at the time that she just didn't feel challenged by the show anymore, and that she wanted to be, you know, kind of she wanted to be able to like explore stuff more creatively. So you always hear about these creative differences when things like get the axe. So it's like always a bit of a question mark around that. But even like between 2022 and the show's eventual cancellation in between 2020 and the show's eventual cancellation in 2022, people might remember there were a lot of those kind of awkward and uncomfortable celebrity interviews from the show being circulated online. And I think the thing was, it just left a bad taste in people's mouths.
So it seemed to limp to the end, didn't it? And I think one of the most iconic moments was Ellen interviewing Dakota Johnson. People might remember this. Let's have a listen to this. The most cringiest.
When was your birthday?
It was October 4th.
October 4th. You turned 30.
I did.
And how was the party? I wasn't invited.
Actually, no, that's not the truth, Ellen. You were invited. Last time I was on the show, last year, you gave me a bunch of shit about not inviting you, but I didn't even know you wanted to be invited.
Well, who doesn't want to be invited to a party?
Well, I didn't even know you liked me.
Of course I like you. You knew I liked you. You've been on the show many times, and don't I show like?
Yeah. But I did invite you and you didn't come. So
this time you invited me?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How do you know? I don't think so.
Ask everybody. Ask Jonathan, your producer. Who said you were?
Why didn't I go?
I don't know.
No, I think I do remember I was invited. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's just cringifying, isn't it?
Oh, there were so many. And even like she was getting like kind of young celebrities to like kind of, you know, rank, you know, people that they'd gone out in terms of attractiveness. And you could see just people like cringing. There was that time she got Justin Timberlake's lyrics wrong and she kept on double downing on them. And it's like, I think Justin Timberlake knows the lyrics to his own song. So yeah, there were plenty of cringe celebrity interviews. If you enjoy that kind of thing, you don't need to look any further than The Ellen Show.
Yeah. Oh, is it kind of, maybe they just lose touch a little bit, but it is odd that it still is cancelled at its peak as well. But that one seemed to limp to the end, I think, didn't
it? Yeah, I think so.
And she's relocated to the UK now. That's a whole
thing. She has. And she's been talking about that a bit lately in the news, as you can imagine, with everything going down, that she's kind of glad for that decision.
Okay, so that's talk shows. And there's loads of cringe there. But big TV series, and a popular one was Mindhunter. Remind people about Mindhunter.
Yeah, so this was a big show on Netflix. People might remember it followed these FBI agents who were basically developing this behavioral kind of science unit. And the whole idea of it was that they were going to interview these serial killers in order to kind of build profile, better understand their psyche and kind of go on to like solve, you know, similar cases. So it was a really fascinating series.
And it's based on reality, wasn't it?
It was based on a true story. Yeah. It was Holt McCallany and Jonathan Groff, I believe, were the leads of it. And it was a really, really great show. Executive produced, and pretty much it was the showrunner, David Fincher. So like, if you know that director's works, like really his stamp is all over this series. But it only lasted for 2 seasons, weirdly enough. They were released in 2017 and 2019. So only 19 episodes altogether. And a lot of people would watch Mindhunter and be like, this is one of Netflix's best shows. Like, why was it cancelled? But David Fincher did say in an interview that basically, A, it was too expensive, and B, Netflix were kind of putting the pressure on him to make it like more pop and more like consumable to the masses. And he just didn't want to like compromise on it.
We have a clip of it. Let's remind people about it. Mindhunter.
This is my fault.
Your research has been awarded $200,000.
What?
There's more. As I said, I applied to more than one place for funding. The National Institute of Justice heard about the LEAA, and they are in competition, so the NIJ has awarded you an additional $185,000.
You can't be serious.
This amount of money comes with considerable scrutiny. And I'm not talking about bookkeeping as such, although you will certainly be required to keep meticulous records. I'm talking about Congress having a real interest in everything we do. So much for the protection I might have afforded you. Congratulations, I suppose. Have a nice day.
Those have a nice day. Were you a fan?
I loved Mindhunter. Yeah. I thought it was absolutely terrific. And I wouldn't usually, well, it kind of depends. I'm kind of, when it comes to those kind of true crime stuff, I wouldn't consume absolutely everything out there. I know that there are some kind of diehard fans who would. But I just thought that it was so well produced and directed, and it was really intense, and it had terrific performances in it. So yeah, I loved Mindhunter. I really wish they'd brought it back. And there were a few efforts kind of over the years since to bring it back, but unfortunately never happened.
Got a texter here saying, please bring back the Waltons. I love watching the old videos. I do too. My happy place from this crazy world. I agree, Dipna. I also love Little House on the Prairie. Watch that all the time. A series that kind of had a cult following though as well was Glow, starring Alison Brie. They axed during COVID.
Yeah, that's right. So this is an interesting one. It's another kind of Netflix series that was cancelled rather unfairly, I would say, because it really just did need one last season. If they just gave it one last season.
To wrap it up.
I know, if only because they left the last season in a cliffhanger, which is so, so frustrating. But
that means they might bring it back, right?
Well,
it's, so Glow was Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. Is that what it was?
Yeah. It was led by Alison Brie and Betty Gilpin and Marc Maron. So by the time the fourth season had come around, these three were becoming like quite big stars in their own right. But the first three seasons were released in 2017, 2018 and 2019 respectively. So yeah, I think the chance of a fourth season, it's been like 6 years, so I don't think it's going to happen, unfortunately. But yeah, it was renewed for a fourth season. So it actually had the green flag, and they'd started shooting, had to be cancelled due to COVID-19. As you can imagine, a series about wrestling, not exactly, you know, safe distance friendly or
anything.
Do you
think that would have been part of it? Yeah,
I think so.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm. Fans of horror, Hannibal.
Like,
it was huge. That was NBC made Hannibal.
Yeah. And people might remember the actor like Mads Mikkelsen. So some people would associate him with like Casino Royale or Another Round or Doctor Strange. But there is a cohort of fans out there who are like, no, he is Hannibal Lecter. He was absolutely fabulous in it. Basically this series kind of focused on Hannibal and kind of his origins and the relationship that he developed with an FBI special investigator named Will Graham, who is played by Hugh Dancy in the series. So yeah, this developed a huge cult following. A lot of people would still say it was one of the best series ever created within the horror genre, but it did get the axe due to low viewership and ratings. It was also quite violent, so I suppose it was kind of awkward in that way. And there were also potential rights issues that were going to happen, because next in the series they would have had to adapt Silence of the Lambs to kind of keep that story going.
The one that always surprised me was the spin-off from Buffy.
Yeah.
The massive one from Buffy was Angel. And Angel was like Buffy's boyfriend or friend, yeah, and he got his own series. Here's a quick clip to remind us of Buffy meets Angel. Here it is.
And it's complicated how this all happened, Buffy, you know? It's kind of a long story.
Your new sidekick had a vision I was in it. You came to Sunnydale?
Okay, maybe not that long.
You didn't feel that I was important enough to even tell me that you were there.
I'm trying to explain. It's because I felt you were important that I didn't tell you.
I'm a big girl now, Angel. I'm not in high school anymore. A lot has happened in my life since you left.
I know. I respect that.
And I don't need you skulking around, trying to protect me. Unless, of course, I'm in some gigantic fight to the death, which I was last night. That was you helping me, wasn't it?
I was in the neighborhood. Skulking.
Oh, la drama, drama, drama. I'm a big girl. I'm a big girl now, Angel.
Yeah, so what was unusual about Angel was that it was the highest rated show on the WB at the time. So
was
people
it?
Were shocked when it was cancelled in 2004 after just five seasons. But basically what happened was Joss Whedon, and as we know, he has courted a lot of controversy since the airing of Angel. But yeah, what happened was he was kind of pushing the WB for an early series renewal, which was just
WB
unheard
Warner
of at
Brothers,
the time.
Is it? WB, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Would be Warner Brothers. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So basically Joss Whedon was pushing them for early renewal. He was like, either renew us or cancel us. And the head of WB was saying, okay, fine, we'll cancel you. So he kind of called his bluff and he basically just got a bit too big for his boots and he shouldn't have, you know, pushed them on it.
Don't push them, you'll get shoved. Thank you so much. Dee, that was a great little walk down television's graveyard. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much. We've run out of time now. Cormac is on Drive Time and I'm back tomorrow at 3. Have a lovely evening.